just put our hands together as well. Welcome Pastor Simon, everybody. Hallelujah. Karibu sana pasi.
You know what? I really enjoyed the music. I forgot I was supposed to come up here. Let's appreciate this team. God bless you. God bless you. As you've been told by Deacon Edwin Alwora, the one who was leading us in prayers, the team is called Tundem, and their leader is Kefa. He's somewhere up there, and we've been working together for years. Thank you. Amen. Merry Christmas. And a happy what? 2023. God has brought us this far, Ebenezer. Isn't he good? Let's give him a hand to the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. And as is our tradition, we'll stand as we listen to the word of God. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east, these were wise men from the east, came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and I've come to worship him." And then in verse 3, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come out a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.' After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star," the Bible says, "they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." And then the story ends there. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you so much for the reading of this scripture. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far from January until now, this being the last Sunday of the year 2022. And Lord, thank you for all the great and mighty things you have done through the year. We cannot, like Deacon Edwin prayed, we cannot but just say thank you and lift our hands and bless you, because this far, God, you have brought us. And today, Lord, being Christmas Day, I pray that you may use me to bring a word in season to those who are here in the sanctuary and those who are following online. Because God, your word is Rhema, your word has life. John 6:63, Jesus, you said, "These words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." And therefore, Lord, I pray that you may use this vessel to release this word, and the Holy Spirit minister this word among your people. Because we prayed in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Amen. We may have our seats. Let me take time to greet us once again. And I do this because I've been away for a bit. I was on my annual leave. I was here last Sunday, and I'm here today. Let me bring greetings also from my children. And they are blessed by your prayers. I'm blessed by your prayers. And during my leave, I had good time spending time with my children. The youngest just finished Form 4 on Friday because she was doing physics. The youngest, and her name is Precious, she was at Kenya High and just finished Form 4. So as a father, I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. And I know there are many young people who have finished high school. I also know there are others who just got their results, class 8. And I want to say to the young people, the future is bright. I was able to visit during my break with a number of you. I visited actually in 14 counties. And it was a joy just traveling around and touching base with many of us and some of the pastors who are doing our startup ministries around the country. And so in all those places I went, I was sent with greetings. And let me say, Parklands Baptist Church, as a church, we are very appreciated all over this country, and we thank God for that. For the visitors who are here for the first time, karibuni sana, again and again. My name is Pastor Simon Mwangi, and I'm happy to welcome you. Pastor Ambrose is on a break. He also welcomes you. And I know wherever he is, he's following. And Pastor Ambrose, Christmas greetings in Jesus' name. There are those who've come from the diaspora. A name was mentioned, Jessica King. Would you stand? Jessica King, she's come all the way from Australia. And Victor Kipchumba, if you would stand. And these two are now very close. You understand what I mean? When Victor left Kenya 5 years ago, and Victor used to lead worship here, he went to study. He did not know what God had in store for him. And when he went there, he studied, graduated. And the bonus of the studies is that the Lord brought Jessica King his way. And I thank God for this couple right now in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. You may have your seats. The title of the message today is The Triumph of Royal Wisdom. The Triumph of Royal Wisdom. And the text I just read, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. And there are three areas I would like us to visit. Feeding from scripture, growing through obedience, and also celebrating through worship. Let me just repeat those three again. The triumph of royal wisdom, feeding from scripture, growing through obedience, and celebrating through worship. Wisdom is very, very important, and especially divine wisdom. But it's even more important when we walk in wisdom and walk in divine wisdom. Worldly wisdom is there, but we also have divine wisdom. What I'm referring to here as royal wisdom is actually the wisdom from above. It is divine wisdom. And it is important that we walk in this kind of wisdom. The ultimate goal of divine wisdom is to lead us to God. And God, in his sovereign will and sovereign plan for mankind, wants us to come to him. And therefore, he has arranged things along the path of our lives that will constantly remind us about him and constantly lead us to him. And so we need to pray that God reveals his wisdom to us in every circumstance of life, in every situation of life, whether in business, whether in family, whether in school, whether it's about career, whether it's a neighborhood where you live. We pray that God reveals to us his thinking and his wisdom within our season. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, that the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times, they were wise in that they understood the times, and they knew what needed to be done. The sons of Issachar, they were wise, understood the times, and they knew what needed to be done. There is the wisdom that God wants to release, and whoever opens themselves up to heavenly wisdom will walk in royal wisdom and will walk in divine wisdom. This man, the wise man from the east, all of a sudden in the heavenlies, there was a reconfiguration of the stars. And then there was one star that came up that was very, very bright, and a star that looked supernatural. And this man, in the wisdom, understood that something special is happening in the world. God is doing something. There is something special that is happening in the world. And this man sought to follow the path of the star until they would locate the place that this star was leading. Let me say that this man from the east, for them to come all the whole distance, must have walked about 1,200 kilometers, an average of 30 kilometers per day. And so it must have taken them about 40 days to come from where they were in Babylon, Persia, somewhere, all the way to Bethlehem. But I thank God that those who pursue the essence of wisdom, the object of wisdom, it doesn't matter how far, how challenging the path is, those who pursue the essence of this wisdom, eventually they will get to their destination. And let me quickly say here that God is ready to reveal himself to those who seek him. No wonder the scripture says, seek me with all your heart. If you seek me with all your heart, then you will find me. But thank God for us today in the 21st century, we don't have to do a long distance to find God. God is a prayer away. We just reach him by faith. God is where we are, and he's now been brought near by our Lord, by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also his rising. God is very, very near. For these guys, that time, it was a very, very long journey. For us today, it is simply a prayer away. May God lead us, not just today, but even 2023, to walk in divine wisdom. There are many people who are now in the trenches, and their lives have gone the wrong direction because they never stopped, never paused to seek the thinking of God or the wisdom of God regarding the path they were walking. But let me say, even if you veered off, you've gone the wrong direction, it is possible to come back on track. And just like this wise man, be on the path in the right direction towards the right destiny. It is possible to have a new beginning. And so I celebrate the wise men and I celebrate their wisdom. And our main prayer today is that God would give us divine wisdom, royal wisdom, his kind of wisdom. And so this wisdom, first of all, feeds from scripture. Feeding from scripture. Where does this wisdom come from? That this wisdom comes from the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Royal wisdom feeds from the word of God. If you want to walk in divine wisdom, if you want to be able to make decisions and make choices as God would make them, then divine or royal wisdom comes from scripture. Spend time in the word of God. And that's why they say, if you want to know a counterfeit note, I visited a home somewhere in Limuru, and somebody there was keeping those old notes of 1,000 shillings. And I was given the 1,000 shilling notes, three of them. And looking at them, I thought, well, they really look like the current 1,000 notes. Until I removed the real note and put it there and looked at that old note, and I saw that this is not the note we should be using. It's a counterfeit now. It is not the actual note, because I was looking at the real note and I could distinguish the counterfeit from the real note. This world is full of so much lies and so much deception and so much darkness. We need to be able to distinguish between what is the real thing and what is the counterfeit. And so I suggest to us that royal wisdom that leads us to triumph feeds from scripture. Jeremiah 15 verse 16, and I quote this verse all the time. Jeremiah said, and your word was found, and I ate it, and it became the joy and the delight of my heart. Your word was found, and I ate it, and it became the joy and delight of my heart. Now, when you spend time in the Word of God, you will know when God is fulfilling that word in your season and in your time. When you spend time in God's promises, then you will know when God is coming through for you. Now, you know, for this Magi, there was a sign up there in the form of a star. Then they came all the way and passed through Herod's place so that they could even be guided further. But you know, the people who really stayed, the keepers of the law in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and in those areas, somehow they missed it. But let me tell you, when you spend time in the Word of God, you will know the season, you will know what God is doing, and you will know what God is about to do. One of the things I do as a pastor is spend time in the Word of God. And I've said here before that if you come to my bedroom, there at the bed, there's always the Bible, and it's not just there as a decoration. The Bible is there because I want to read it, and I read it all the time. This Bible is very, very, very exciting. I read the promises, I read the Gospels, I read the Old Testament from Genesis, I read the poetic books, the Psalms, the Proverbs. I read the Bible, and I allow the Bible to come into my system. And let me tell you, when you are in Scripture, and you come to crossroads in life, you will know very, very quickly the direction God wants you to go. And so this wise man from the east came all the way following a star, but eventually they had to contend with Scripture. The Bible says from verse 3. Let me start from verse 2. Where is the one who has been born, the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophets have written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them what the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. You know, the Scripture has the answer to the next step of life. And the Scripture has the guidance that we need in all matters of life, whether it's in marriage, in relationships, like I said earlier, in business, in career development and formation. The Word of God has enough guidance for us. And if you're somewhere stuck in life, you don't know how to do the next step, and you're seeking guidance, I want to encourage you to go to the Bible. Now, the Magi, these men from the East, they were schooled in astrology, they were schooled in divination, and they were schooled in magic. But you can see the impotence of magic, of divination, and the stars, the horoscopes. They still have to come to Scripture. Despite their socialization and schooling in the ways of the world, they had the worldly wisdom. But as far as finding the Messiah, they got stuck. And they had to come knocking at Herod's door. Herod, who was an Idumean and who was a king at that time, doesn't have the answer. And so he seeks those who spend time in the Word of God. And then clearly it was stated to him that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Let me say to us here, the Word of God has a direction for you. Like I said earlier, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And if you spend time in God's word, you will hear God saying, don't go this way and go the other way. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law, the scripture, shall not depart out of your mouth. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Take time in the Word of God. I know we have children here today. We are having a family service. And I bless the Lord for the children. Because our children spend a lot of time in the Word of God. And the scriptures, Edwin, you teach them in Sunday school. They come home and actually tell the parents what they learned. I am experiencing it afresh because I have a grandson who is now 2 and almost 3 years. And you know, when he comes here, those paintings and those scriptures, when he gets them, he passes through my office first before they go home. And then I'm shown, I'm told, Guka, now look at this and look at that. And a kid who is just 2.5 going to 3 gets something. Now, can you imagine later years, as this child is going through life, that word will shepherd my grandson. And these children will be shepherded by the Word of God. And I want to encourage us, parents. I know that our children are exposed to so many things, internet and all kinds of things. And at a very early age, they are getting another wisdom, not the royal wisdom, not the divine wisdom, that will lead them in triumph in teenage, when they are teenagers and there is a teenage crisis, or when they are slightly older, spending time in stuff, worldly wisdom that is impotent, especially when, the rubber meets the road and decisions have to be made. And you find young people who have no coping abilities when they face problems, and you prayed about suicide when you're here, and some of these challenges we are facing today, because there's no recourse, there's nothing to fall back to. But if we train ourselves and teach our children to spend time in the Word of God, when those moments come, then the Word of God becomes the reference, and they receive their victory. Last Sunday, Pastor Ambrose was talking about the arrow of victory. And he mentioned the Word of God. When this word comes to our children early enough, as they are growing up and they are growing and they are going through the stages of life, and they have to make all these decisions, then the Word of God shows up and the Word of God guides them. So the wise men do a whole 1,200 kilometers, a whole 40 days, guided by a star. But eventually, for them to get to the final location, they must go back to the Word of God, to the prophetic word. And the prophetic word will now lead them in the last steps to where they need to be. Let me speak to Africa and the world again. I know that we are getting all kinds of leadership and all kinds of guidance as nations. But invite us once again to Scripture. Invite us once again this Christmas to the Word of God. And let me pray this, because we need wisdom, that families will recommit themselves and rededicate themselves to the Word of God. I don't know how often in your own homes you do the Bible, whether it's every day, once a month, but in my home, one of the things I love is just, evenings, we come together, take the Bible, even if it's only one verse, we read it together, we discuss it, we meditate on it. And I'm calling us back this Christmas to the Word of God, because wisdom that brings triumph, royal triumph, comes from above. And that wisdom is found in the Word of God. So are you spending time in Scripture? Are you spending time together around the Word of God? This year, I've dealt with many cases who have turned to cults. People who have turned to cults, to false teachers, people who are even inviting crazy people who come and jump around in their houses, and they do crazy things in those houses. People who are asking for animals, and some people are going back to animal sacrifice, and they're asking for animals and the shedding of blood. Let me tell you, if you spend time in the Word of God, it will not be difficult for you to say, no, this is counterfeit. And some of these offers are very inviting. Like, these guys were astrologers and they were diviners. They used to do magic All those things are not new, the things you see here today. But you know, when you're in scripture, you are able to say quickly, no. I remember, let me just give this illustration here. A group of people coming to me, and they said, we want to make you an elder. And for us to make you an elder, we need to get a goat. We need to slaughter a goat. And then different parts of that goat, the meat will be put in a circle, the different parts. Then there will be a stool in the middle. And I sit down on the stool. Then they do some things around me. And then after that, they come, they dress me in certain regalia. And they gave me the whole story of the induction process. And they told me culture is not bad. You know, this makes you an elder. You will network with rich people. You're going to be wealthy. I'm telling you, it's amazing. A whole pastor is being approached by a group of people. Yeah? And when you listen to it, it sounded very wise, the outcomes. But thank God, I know where I'm anchored. And I know the scripture says there is only one sacrifice. And that sacrifice is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And he was sacrificed once for all. And that sacrifice is enough. There is no need for another sacrifice. And you know, when people go through problems, it's very inviting. It's very tempting. Because they say, if we do this, then this will be sorted out. If we do that, the other one will be sorted out. And if we do the other one will be sorted out. The reason why many in the church are walking nominal and walking syncretic and between Monday and Saturday making all kinds of wrong decisions is because we become Sunday Christians on Sunday only, but Monday, Tuesday, up to Saturday, no depth, no spending time in the Word of God. And therefore, if somebody comes, gives you a word that sounds wise, sounds nice, all of a sudden, you see a young man take another direction, show up in your house, the hair cut in a certain way, and clothes put in a certain way, and you start wondering, what is going on? Or a young lady, these drastic decisions. But let me say this, the only way, and this is royal wisdom, and this is how we shall end up triumphant at the end of the day, royal wisdom, divine wisdom comes from the Bible. It comes from the scripture, period. And if we spend time in the Word of God, then we shall locate our destination. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We shall locate the destination. The guys have come from very far, and they are looking for a particular destination. There is locating wisdom, and this wisdom comes from the Word of God. I am inviting us again to rededicate and recommit ourselves to the Word of God. But the second thing, this wisdom triumph of royal wisdom grows through obedience. The first step is in the scripture, but the second one is obedience. In Ezra chapter 7, if you can give me on the screen, and verse 10, concerning Ezra, something is written there. Ezra 7, verse 10. Why don't we read it together? For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and then observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching his decrees and his laws in Israel. You know, study, observe, and teach. So he would study the word, he would obey it and practice it, and then the word would come out of his life. He would teach by example, teach by speaking, and teach in all ways. So this is the Ezra principle. Study the word, practice it, and then teach it. This kind of wisdom grows through obedience. And let me tell you, you will never get to the next level or level obedience, I mean wisdom, unless you first obey the first level wisdom. Abraham, when he was called, and I'll read that, Genesis chapter 12, and he obeyed. God led him from one stage to another. I'll read from verse 1, Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. Just have it on the screen. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country and your people, your father's household, to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I'll bless you. I'll make your name great and you'll be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went. I thank God for those words. His father had stopped. His father was called Terah. If you read the former chapter, the father did not take the family all the way. He stopped. But thank God for the next generation. His son, now called Abraham, listens to the word of God and obeys, as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out of Haran. He took his wife, Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. This is the verse I want you to note. Because he did the first level obedience, God told him, leave your people, and I will make you a father of nations. I will bless him. I will bless you. There are so many things God is offering. And I thank God Abraham obeyed first level obedience. Now, when he obeyed first time, he reached another place, and God now spoke to him again. He was qualified to receive the next instruction. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. I'm saying royal wisdom grows through obedience. You move from one level to another. If you have not obeyed the kindergarten scripture, how can God give you the primary school scripture? And if you've not done the primary school scripture, then how does God give you the high school scripture? And if you've not done the high school, then how does he give you the university scripture? That's the way God engages his people. And so he gives us a word. He wants us to obey. After we obey, we go to another level. At that particular level, we see the wisdom for that new level and the blessings of that new level. And we move from one level of glory to another one. And so God awaits for his people to obey his instruction. You know, in the Great Commission, where he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. God is waiting, and God is waiting for me to lead one person to Christ. And when I lead that one person to Christ, the door opens for three people to lead to Christ. You know, during the football season, my team was Argentina, and I thank God I'm feeling very good. That was my team. And I've been working with young people, and it's amazing that my sitting room became a full house. You know, young people. You know, when you lead, there's one young man I led to the Lord. He's called Joseph. Maybe he's here. And then you remember I baptized him there at the basketball pool. The first person we baptized at the basketball pool in that mobile baptistry. And I entered, you know, the baptistry with Joseph. And I was so happy. A young man is about 23 there, just finished university. And I baptized him. And he's doing well. Now, this guy is inviting his friends. It's amazing. And he's bringing them here in droves in the church. It's amazing. And now I'm sitting there. He's brought all these guys in this sitting room, and I'm entering the next level blessing. I am looking and I say, I thank God for this, because now I have a chance to stand at another level and engage with young people I'd never met before. And they are very open for me to show God's love in my sitting room. And you know, I was wearing the Argentina t-shirt, number 10. I was wearing it. I had put it on my grandson, who was also there. He had the t-shirt also. And it was nail-biting. I'm telling you, that match between Argentina and France was nail-biting. And you all know, when it came to penalties, I took off. And the young people, they say, Pasi, what's happening? I said, I can't handle this. I went to the bedroom. I left all of them in the sitting room. So me, I was just listening to the sounds when I was on the other side. But I didn't know which team, which direction it's actually going. But one of the young people came for me and he said, Pastor, your team has won. I came so boldly, you know, out of the bedroom to the sitting room. And I said, my team, who else was with me? And all the young people who were Argentina there were very happy. The ones from France were a little down. We had to encourage them. I mean, it was not easy. But all I'm trying to say is this. You'll never know how the next level looks like until you obey the scripture of the now and of today. Then God can trust you with the next word. And then he moves you from one degree of glory to a higher one. And it works like that with the Great Commission as well. When you lead one person to Christ, that person becomes a door. Because they work in a certain office, you'll go visit them in that office. You're exposed to everything in that office. And then you're introduced to more people. And you can share with more people. And it goes on like that. And that is how your ministry grows. That is how people move from glory to glory. If I just come lay hands on you and say, move from this glory to that glory. Now, there is a process. You know, there is a process. And a lot of people are waiting for shortcut to the blessing. Shortcut to the glory. And God is saying, I need to take you one step and another step. So, scripture, but obedience. The wise men actually followed the scripture. They went to Bethlehem. That was the only way they were going to eventually see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's called the journey of triumph. And it's coming from one stage to another. They followed the scripture now. The star showed up again and they had the scripture and they went all the way to Bethlehem. May I suggest to us today that we grow in royal wisdom through obedience. What is this area of your life you need to obey the Lord in? Some of these things will cut you off from many people. You know, like Joshua said in Joshua 24 verse 15, as for me and my house, we'll do what? We'll serve the Lord. Which is this area you really want to obey the Lord in? And God is saying, if you want to start a prayer schedule because he wants you to pray, you can determine in the year 2023, I am going to be prayerful, and you get into a practical plan on how you are going to be a prayerful person. Don't depend only on the prayer of the pastor on a Sunday or the blessing on a Sunday. Learn how to pray and get down to pray. I went to dedicate a home. We were with Pastor Regan. Yes, I went with Pastor Regan. You know, we went to dedicate a home, a very nicely done home. And we were taken from downstairs to the end of Baka Atik. Uko Ju. Oh, they even be. Would you wave your hand when we came to your house? Yes, there. Let's appreciate this couple here. Hallelujah. God bless you. And we went to dedicate their home and we're taken. And then I remember Joe. He's called Joe. Would you stand, Joseph? He's called Joe. He's the head of this home. Or you're having the baby. All right. Now, that is Joseph. Do you remember where he took us? In the Atika, a certain corner. And he said, this is my prayer place. I looked at your face as you said it. And we were so excited. And immediately I said, I'm going to pray in this place. And let me tell you, the place of prayer up there has a nice view because there's also a window and we could see very, very far. Now, this family, the wife is called Naomi. She's right there and we have the children in the middle there. This family here have made a decision. And they have gone ahead and in terms of the physical, they have put up a place of prayer. And I believe, Joe, and your family in the year 2023, you're going to be very prayerful as a family. And those, your sons are hearing as witnesses. They are sitting right there and they can hear. Your family is a family of prayer, I declare in Jesus' name. You can sit, Joe. Thank you very much. Obedience must be reduced to practicals. And these practical things, reading the Bible, forgiving someone, just some practical things, and you go out of your way and you start doing them. This is how royal wisdom grows. As you go to another level, God exposes much more to you. The Bible says, what no eye has seen, nor your heart, nor the heart of man conceived, God has revealed to those who love him. And that revelation comes through his spirit. But finally, celebrating through worship. This is the triumph. Finally, they get to where Jesus was in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. I just read that verse as we come to a close. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, celebrating through worship. Our lives need to be fully surrendered. You notice that they bowed down, that is a physical posture. They also gave gifts. They prostrated their lives, but also gave gifts. These are signs of surrender. And they were saying, our own lives, we release to God. But our own resources also, we release fully to God. How you celebrate this wisdom is by worship. You just simply worship. And worship is giving of yourself and giving of your resources and releasing everything to the Lord. Today I'm challenging somebody here. When you meet Jesus, you cannot but prostrate yourself. You cannot but start giving. And sometimes we struggle in terms of service, giving time, energy, and resources. And I'm challenging somebody here that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is very close to you. He is right next to you. And you need today to prostrate yourself before him, break before him. You need to release your career, your resources, and your strength to him. And you say, here I am, Lord, in the year 2023, because Jesus, you came and you became a human being. You came a long journey. You became a human being. You dwelt among us. Then you died. You rose from the dead. And now you're alive in our midst. Today, Lord Jesus, and in the year 2023, I want to do like the wise men. What wise men do, the magi. You know, they prostrated themselves and then they gave gifts. Today I challenge us to release our homes. You know, in this church, we have house groups. And we have been asking for people to offer their homesteads so that people can meet there once a week in your sitting room. And they come, they have Bible study, they pray, they have fellowship. There is something you can give. And God is saying that the way to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, his son, is through worship, is through giving, is through surrender, is through releasing everything that you are. And let me say, true joy and true happiness comes out of giving, not out of receiving it or holding. True joy, true peace. When you talk about Christmas peace, Christmas joy, Christmas hope, Christmas favor, and all the things that Christmas does to have to offer coming from above, they come when we surrender completely our lives to the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Young people who are here, because you are very, very special, you have a chance this Christmas Sunday to do like those wise men, to surrender your lives fully to God. And because you're young, God is going to use you for a long time. I mean, for many, many years. Your life is precious. So today, even as we come to a time of prayer, I will be challenging young people. You know yourself. You're young. Hallelujah. Yes, you're young. And I love young people. I work with many young people. Challenging young people to walk to the front. Those who are upstairs where this mbao is, you can come up to there. Those who are downstairs, you can come here. The same way the wise men came a long journey, 1,200 kilometers, 30 kilometers per day on average, 40-day journey. There was a star, then the word of God that positioned them and finally brought them where they needed to be. You can take a short walk. You can come here. And you can come here just like those wise men of old and just simply give your all to God. I remember, and I've shared this story before, about a young man, and it was time to give an offering. You can even come now. No problem. Just come. About giving an offering. Hallelujah. Giving an offering. Young people. And when the offering basket, just come line up. Just line up here. If there are others upstairs, you can come up and line up around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And during offering time, as the basket was going around, the basket was actually going around, this young person did not have an offering. And you know there was a big basket somewhere in front. So at the end, the young person actually got out, came and entered the offering basket. Are you hearing that story? He came and did what? Entered the offering basket. The deacons and the leaders were wondering, what do we do? What do we do? And you know, when the pastor asked him, he said, I have come. I am the offering. I am the offering. And I have put my life in this basket. As you can see, Africa is blessed. As you can see, there are young people. You know, so many young people that God has raised. These are wonderful. These are wonderful. They come from homes. They come from families. They are on a career path. They're on a journey of their life. And I really bless the Lord. I really bless the Lord. Like those wise men. And this is wisdom. This is what you call royal wisdom. I can tell you the decision you have made, you will never regret it. Never, ever regret it. So finally, when the wise men saw Jesus, they were filled with joy. That's how joy comes. That's how peace comes. You know, that's how favor comes. And in a moment, I'm going to be praying for you guys because Africa is waiting. Hallelujah. And all the talents and gifts and strengths that are inside you. Because of this step you have taken to come forward today, 25th of December, year 2022. For this reason, this decision, God is going to take over. And God is going to guide you in his sovereign wisdom. And God will position you in amazing places. In front of you are flags you can see. And God is opening doors for you. These young people you are seeing here, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon them. And God will work with what is inside them. And they will be sought after. I have said many times before, and 2023 is your year. Did you hear that? 2023 is your year. It is your year. Receive it in Jesus' name. 2023 is your year. 2 + 3 = 5. 5 is grace. 5 is favor. I see a grace and a favor descending on our young people in our continent in a very, very special way. And I don't know whether you're seeing it. God is preparing an army. I've been praying about this for a long time. God is preparing an army. I don't know whether you're seeing it. And it's an army of young people. And God is releasing his spirit upon these young people in a very special way. I would like to work with you in Bible studies. God bless you. Big time. Yeah, by extension, everyone, it's passing. The handshake is passing. The anointed, hallelujah, is going. Shake somebody's hand. Just shake somebody's hand. There's an anointing that's flowing from the altar going all the way around. God is raising an army, and this is the army. Parklands Baptist Church, God is doing something. And God is raising an army of young people. The time has come to open the door for these young people. To take their leadership positions, to take the driving seat. And it is not tomorrow, it is today. Not tomorrow, it is today. And so if there was anything blocked in your path, I bring it down in Jesus' name. If there are potholes, hallelujah. Are you hearing me? I feel them by the power of the Holy Spirit. If there was a road that was meandering like this, I straighten it in Jesus' name. I'm creating a super highway for you. Some of you, your dreams had kind of died and you had given up. God is saying, I'm coming through for you. God has opened that door that no man can shut. And God is faithful. All you need to do now, all that you are, put in that basket as an offering. Do you get me? Surrender your life completely. And when you go back home, tell your parent, I am different. The Holy Spirit is upon me. If anybody had gotten into drugs of any kind, I break that habit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because royal wisdom draws us to Jesus Christ. If any of you was in a wrong relationship that's messing your life, that stop it. Get out of it. Are you listening to this, pastor? I am your pastor. I am saying, get out of that relationship. Break it. You don't need it. Jesus is the answer to your life. And right now, the Holy Spirit has come upon you and is anointing you as you surrender to Him. And God is going to work with what you are and what you have. You are creatives. Yeah, you are the creative generation. You are the digital generation. You've been born in a very great season. And God wants to do great and mighty things. So if you release yourself fully to God, He will take what you have and what you are, and He will make you a star. He's going to use you all over the world for His glory. Putting your life to Christ is not losing it. It's actually gaining it. When you give your life to Christ, you don't lose your life. You actually gain it. Congregation, I'll ask us to stand, the rest of the congregation. And if we can stretch our right hand in the direction of this wonderful, by the way, they are looking handsome and looking beautiful. I mean, this is amazing. This excites me. Young people, I really, really appreciate you. And people are stretching a hand, and the hand is a hand of favor in your direction. You are in the circle now, and there are hands all over, as you can see, all around. God is also stretching His hand. You can also put your hands in front of yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you so much for the young people of the continent of Africa. And God, thank you because you have remembered them. Before the end of the year 2022, the last Sunday of the year 2022, on Christmas Day, this 25th of 2022, my God, you have remembered them. Lord, I thank you for this great congregation. Some of them are following online. They are in their homes. And even there, I can see young people who have also stood up in their houses where you have put them, and they are following online. They have also stood up like these ones, and they are putting their hands in front of them. My God, all this congregation here, we are stretching our right hand in the direction of these young people. And if you're online and you're following as a family, and your young person has stood up and put their hands in front of themselves, as parents, as friends, stretch your hands also where you are online, in the direction of your children, in the direction of the young people. My God, as we stretch our hand, right hand in the direction of these young people, I know that you've stretched your hand of Isaiah 41, the victorious right hand, in the direction of our young people. My God, now open the heavens and let the grace and favor that every one of these young people needs be released in its entirety. Young people who have come forward, you know where this favor and grace needs to be applied. You know your life very, very well. You also need to know where the power of the Holy Spirit needs to be applied. Those who are upstairs and those who are downstairs, be specific with God and point out that area. You are young. You have a long life. You will live long. God wants to use you powerfully and greatly for his glory. He wants your life to count. And today you have applied royal wisdom. You have walked to the altar. Just like the wise men walked from Babylon with their caravan all the way to Bethlehem, and they surrendered there. You have walked to the altar. You know that area in your heart. Can you begin to speak whatever it is where you want God's power, God's grace, and God's favor to be applied? For some of you who have come forward, it's possible probably to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And you can receive the favor and the grace of salvation. And you can say, Jesus, forgive my sins. Come into my heart. Make me a new creation this Christmas. And it shall become a special day for you. You can receive Jesus as Lord and Savior right now. And if you have prayed that prayer, you have actually received Jesus. And Jesus is in your heart. And for some of you, it might just be one area or another of struggle. You have felt insignificant. You have had a poor self-image, and you have felt you are not worthy enough. Like Gideon felt, I am from a small family. I am the youngest. Can God do anything through me? But God looked at Gideon and he said, mighty man of valor. Today, God is looking at you and saying, you are mighty. May God break that spirit of insignificance and poor self-image. You feel rejection. The spirit of rejection, we break it in the name of Jesus Christ. and you feel misunderstood, you feel like nobody listens to you, I want to tell you this, pastor, God is telling this pastor to tell you that he's listening. And you're very special, and he listens to you. Whatever area of your life where you have been locked and blocked, you have even been locking yourself in a room and you don't speak to anyone, maybe just with gadgets, and gadgets have become better friends, you can pray and you say, God, just help me in this situation. God can use you with those gadgets to change the world, because that you are a creative and you are very, very special. And determine today, I'll come out of that room and I'm going to connect with the rest of the people, and I'm going to release my gift. Whatever area of your life you feel you've been stuck, maybe it's your tongue, the way you have been using it, and you can say, God, I surrender my tongue. I'm going to use it for your glory. Maybe it's your body, the way you've been using it. And today, you're saying, I want to surrender my body to God and for his glory. Maybe it's your talent, whatever area. Let God's power, let God's grace and favor rest on it right now. There's somebody I sense among the young people, there are chains that have locked your life for some time. May I decree and declare that those chains are broken. Receive the freedom right now, because whoever the Son of God says free is, free indeed. Receive that freedom. Those chains, can you hear them falling? They are falling. They're just falling. You don't need those chains. And they are broken. Somebody here, a young person, you have been so afraid. Fear has ruled your life. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That fear is gone. Now do business with God. Just talk to God in your own way and point out that specific area of your life. Maybe it's your family. There is fighting all the time, and you're wondering what happens. My home, pastor, you don't understand. I am praying peace, shalom, and the joy of God inside that family. I am praying for love and understanding among siblings, and sibling rivalry and issues like that. May God just sort that out. But overall, you have come to the altar to surrender your all to God. Lift both hands now to God. Father, look at this young people who have lifted their hands as a sign of prostration before you and as an act of worship. They are here surrendering their all to you at this altar, just like the wise men did when they found you. They found baby Jesus. I thank you for every one of them upstairs, downstairs, and those who are following online. These young people are wonderful. And God, as they bring their lives as an offering, now receive this offering. Thank you. You know them by name. There is a Jane. There is a John. There is a Mercy. There is a Meshach. Lord, there is a Shadrach. Lord, you know them by name, upstairs and downstairs. Lord, receive this offering. Receive the gifts. Receive the talents. They are fully surrendered to you. And God, as they give their lives as an offering today, release the power of the Holy Spirit. Let a special anointing fall on them. The same way the anointing came from upon David, and he was able to beat Goliath, and he later became a king. Holy Spirit, let there be an anointing descending upon these young people. And I decree and declare that today is a turning point. There is an army that has been set apart. There is an army the Lord is raising for himself. In the valley of dry bones, there is an army that is rising. And it's an anointed army. And God, as they live here, in all sectors of life, in the marketplace, they are going to make a difference. In the church, in the health sector, in the economy, in the medical world, in the legal field, in the engineering field, in the tech field, in all the fields, in aerotech fields, in all the fields of endeavor. Lord, as I release these young people, I am releasing today an anointed, set apart, dedicated army, and they are going out to the nations. I am prophesying. And God, these young people are very special. The world will not be the same again, because God, you're going to do something special with them. Now open those gates, open those doors, provide those visas, provide the Lord the resources. My God, come through for them. Hold them by the hand. And as you worked mighty things through David, My God, you're going to do great things through these young people. Psalm 112 verse 2 says, your children shall be strong and they shall be mighty in the land and they shall do exploits. These are the children. This is the generation. These are the young people. This is the army we have been waiting for. This is the hour. This is the moment. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord had desired. Hallelujah. And as a congregation, we now release them and commission them to serve the Lord in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And we all say,
amen.
Let's give a mighty hand clap to Jesus. Oh my, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I know you have made a decision. There are some decision cards, Pastor Regan. I think they are in the cross, on the cross there. Yeah. In your own time, after the service, we have decision cards there. You can just tick, put your name and your contact and the decision you've made, and then drop them somewhere. I think you can also drop them the same place, Pastor Regan. I think the same places, eh? Yeah, you can drop it, and then we shall be picking these cards. Once again, let's appreciate these young people. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. I know we have taken a little longer than usual, but I thank God we've had these young people come, and the Lord wanted us to release that blessing. You can go back to your seats. As they go back, let's strengthen them by giving a hand to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm about to lead us in the benediction. We can remain standing as I release the blessing today. You know, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 15 has 15 amazing blessings, and I release all those blessings in your direction. I decree and declare that you are blessed when you go out. You are blessed when you come in. The work of your hands is blessed. Your resources are blessed. Your feet are blessed. The fruit of your womb is blessed. You shall be head and not tail. You shall be top and not bottom. Let me also add the following. God has gone ahead of you through 2023 from beginning to the end. God has come behind you and God has laid his hand of blessing upon you. No weapon fashioned against you in 2023 shall prosper. The enemy shall come in one direction but shall be scattered in seven directions. I release the blessing of the seal of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to decree and declare as a servant of God and also as a prophet that you will go through 2023 successfully. Everybody hearing my voice, you will go through 2023 successfully. Because we serve a living God. 2023, I say it on Christmas Day, will be your year. Those struggles are broken. It will be easy for you. I want to repeat, it will be easy for you. And also for your family and also for your descendants. That which you've been trusting the Lord for, it is coming quickly. Somebody hearing me? That which you have been trusting the Lord for is coming quickly. It is now receiving divine acceleration. And God is lining up miracles along the path of your life, beginning now, even before next Sunday, this next 7 days, God is lining up a miracle two or three for you. Somebody will receive a letter of promotion. Hallelujah. And a business deal you have been waiting for, a business deal you have been waiting for some time, for quite a long time, this is the hour, this week, the Lord is coming through. Is somebody receiving that? Yes, the Lord is coming through. A business deal. And I said the other time about visas, and somebody was trying to get a visa for so long. I think they were sitting here. Are you here today? Yeah, here, right here. They are here. Yes, move forward. Move forward as a family. Just move forward a little bit. I remember that Sunday, and you are here. And I talked about a visa you're trying to get for a long time. And paperwork and processes, very, very difficult. I said, that visa is coming through, and it's going to be stamped. It's about their son. It's about their son. Eh? He's traveling today. Yeah, actually, he's going today. And you know what? They called me to their home I visit in the hospital. I think we met in the hospital, Nairobi Hospital, when we were visiting there. And I have seen what the Lord has done in their lives. He's traveling today. Remind him again. The doors are open for him. And when he gets there, Canada, that's Canada. Is that the flag of Canada? No, that's a different country. Yeah? Oh, somehow. Interesting. It is. And that's where their son is going. That's where their son is going. Yeah? Tell him the doors are open and tell him to shine. Because in this Bible, in this church, we say, arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So the future is bright, church, and God has released you today with a blessing that opens doors that no man can shut. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and we all say,
amen.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. A big hand clap to the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, God is good. God is good. God is good. And so I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy 2023. I know, Kefa, you played it, but let me just sing it, then you catch up. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.